Now that the state budget has passed, school boards across New York State have a better idea of what to expect in school aid as they work on their budget plans that will go before the voters next month. The executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, Tim Creamer, says the $859 million increase in state aid to schools included in the new budget is less than what is needed to maintain current educational programs. Creamer says school boards, once again, are working on budgets with the tax cap in mind.
The tax cap's around 2%, maybe a little higher than that. Most districts are probably going to stay at or below the cap. They have pretty much a guarantee that if they do so, they should be able to pass their budgets. But given this state aid increase and maybe not meeting needs, we're going to see some districts at least toying with the idea of exceeding that cap. And, of course, they have two bites of the apple. They could go out in the third Tuesday in May and put that out at a above-cap budget plan. If it doesn't get passed, they have an opportunity to come back in June to do it a second time, at which point they might lower it to a within-cap budget.
More aid to schools, but also more mandates, a word you don't like.
Well, the big one that everybody's been talking about is the fact that we are now going to be having to create school building by building per pupil budget reports. This means that those after we've passed our budget in May, school districts, at least this first year, 75 school districts, are going to have to put together a building level expense allocation plan that is submitted to the Division of Budget under the governor and the State Education Department, and both those agencies have to sign off on those reports in order for us to be eligible for our state aid increases. If either one of them chooses not to sign off of that report, we'll have opportunities to renegotiate and get it to a place where they approve it. But if we never get to that place, we are in jeopardy of losing our state aid.
Since we last spoke, of course, the events in Parkland, Florida. What does this mean to the School Boards Association and to schools? Was there anything in this new budget, anything from the state yet regarding school safety? And what would you like to see in regards to that?
Well, there was a little bit in there, but it's not anything that is going to, you can use as kind of tangible expense for a particular thing. What you are seeing is a lot of emphasis being put on policies and procedures and planning, a lot of community conversations. We are having very deep conversations about hardening our schools, making sure that they're almost like fortresses, putting whether or not we're going to have school resource officers, whether or not those school resource officers will be armed or not, and a lot of, I'll call, softening of schools, where we're talking about the social and emotional needs of kids and making sure that no kid is left behind emotionally.
The walkout protest by students seems to be over. Did the School Boards Association ever take a firm opinion on school walkouts?
You know, it was tricky for us because school boards have to live within the law, and they also have to have a policy in place that applies fairly to everybody. And while there were a lot of people saying, hey, you should be supporting these kids walking out, we were supporting their First Amendment rights, but we also have to keep them safe. And so what we were suggesting is maybe the school district, our school, each school should have something, an event, where they know they can keep the school safe. And what I understand is many did. Hundreds of schools hosted some sort of a demonstration or a service or a moment of silence, things of that nature. And according to everything I've seen, there were no real problems coming out of those March 14th demonstrations. There are likely going to be some additional demonstrations that take place on April 20th. Coming up, and those are perhaps going to be a little trickier because they're calling for all-day demonstrations, and it is being organized by people outside of the school district.
Tim Creamer is the executive director of the New York State School Boards Association.